parsha. One of the most divisive episodes in the first few years since the founding of the state was accepting money from the Germans for reparations. And you know, most of you are going to go to Poland in a few weeks from now. Right, so one of the very divisive issues was, were we allowed to take money from Germany for reparations after the Holocaust? And a lot of different aspects of that question, but one of those aspects, hopefully, we'll to touch on today. The first is this year, and then we'll look at it afterwards. Okay, let's zero in on a few psukim, this week's parsha Mishpatim, and a few in Emor, and then we'll start this year. Okay, the pasuk says like this. Psukim says like this. V'chi yirtzon Hashem, two guys are fighting it out. One wants the saints, one likes the cults. V'nagfu isha hara. So one takes a bottle of beer and throws the other one, and he ducks. V'nagfu isha hara. It hits a pregnant woman. V'yatzu yiladeh. She miscarries. Chalila. V'lo yasom. Whatever a stone is, it's not good. I will deal later on what a stone means. But it doesn't happen. There's no a stone. Anoshianesh. There is a penalty. That he pays for the embryos. That the baby's not born yet. They've had some financial value. So, in such a case, with a woman, there's no ason. Mishlechur means the woman is still alive. Then, the perpetrator who caused the woman to abort, to miscarry, he pays the father of the children, her husband, the amount of those babies. The imason yet, if something horrible happens, is an ason. Yeah, the cut nefesh tachat nefesh. Nefesh tachat nefesh. I understand that. What's nefesh tachat nefesh? What happens? Any ideas? Nefesh tachat nefesh. What happens?
Kills the guy.
Well, with one shot, we'll see later on. We'll see from the locus tenoyim how to understand what exactly happens. But if there's no ason, they pay money. If there is ason, of course she dies. We'll see what that means. Then nefesh tachat nefesh. Okay, so that's one parsha where two guys are going at it, they cause a woman to miscarry, and there's no ason, but if there is ason, whatever that means, there will be a different halacha. Okay, that's parsha number one. Now skipping ahead to the end of parsha Emor, the psukim say like this, and we're all learning Baba Kama. Where are you up to in the kiosk, guys? Where are you up to? Lamed Zayin. Alright, so, in this already, it's the Kosmo Ksuba, it's very famous. Umakeh Behema Yishomena. A person who causes damage to a behema pays money. Umake adam yuma. And a person who kills a person dies. Now, by nizikin, adam hamazik, is he going to have to hook for onus, for shogeg? Yes or no? Adam hamazik, a person bumps into, breaks a window. He didn't mean to. Generally speaking, unless it's like onus, gummer, gummer, gummer. But generally speaking, is a person chayv or pater for adam hamazik? So daf chafa pesach to pesach, onus kavatzel shogi kamezid, mikavin kena mikavin. So Chazal, on one hand we have a person attacks an animal, he's chayev, and if he kills a person, he dies. So later on we'll see the famous halacha of Tanu Bechizkia who makes the hedgish between these two things. Okay, so let's see the Gemara's inside. Okay, now I'm going to start bottom right Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. Okay, let's say a guy doesn't like his next door neighbor. He aims for his next door neighbor. Next door neighbor ducks in time, and he kills the guy two houses over. I didn't want that to happen. So what's the law? So for Masechet Sanhedrin, I intend Amud Aleph, middle of the right side. Fish lura banan darmi nikatim lura getzeh lura getzeh. Chayav, according to Rabbanan, if you person Chalila aims to kill person A and kills person B, has to die. Chayav Mavet. Dichtiv, Lichi inatsu anashim nekfu isha hara. That's the psukim we saw earlier, a few minutes ago. V'am Rabbi Elazar, b'mitzvot shebamita ketuv medaber. It's talking about where a person wants to kill somebody else. Here we go, up in front. Dichtiv, im ason yeh, natata nefesh tachat nefesh. As, what's your name in the front?
Ari.
So Ari, you say like Rabbanu, that nefesh tachat nefesh means kipshuto, a person has to die. If Ploni tried to kill A and killed B, he really had kavana for Ritzicha. He succeeded. He got the wrong guy, but he was successful in killing somebody. He dies. That's shot in the puzzle in Tata Nefesh, Tata Nefesh. If there is a zone, if a person didn't want to kill this woman, he wants to kill the Colts fan, and he ducked, and the waitress got killed instead, Nefesh, Tata Nefesh, he dies. Hello, Rabbi Shimon. Hi, Tata Nefesh, Tata Nefesh. My other day. But according to Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says, if a person wants to kill A and he killed B, Baitin doesn't kill him. You have to, for Baitin to kill somebody, you have to kill a person. So how does he understand the pasuk from the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh? If there is a son, if the woman died, the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh, what does this mean? Mamon. It means he has to pay money. Okay, Rabbi. The Tanya Rabbi Omer, the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh. Mamon. That if a person wanted to kill the saint, the Colts fan, and killed the waitress instead, he pays money to the Yorshim, to the those who inherit that woman. What's the pshat? The Tanya, we learn in Braita. Rabbi Omer, the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh, Mamon. Ata Omer Mamon, or Eno Ela Nefesh Mamish. Nemeratina Lamata, Nemeratina Lamala. It says earlier in the pasuk, "Gabi lo yasam natan b'chilim." Natan b'chilim. That's if the woman, the waitress, is not killed; she miscarried. Though in such a case, natan b'chilim, you have to pay money of what the embryos were worth to the father of the embryos. Afkan mamon. So just like lamala, natan meant mamon. Likewise, lamata, natata nefesh, tata nefesh, natata. So it's like natan. You pay mamon. Okay. So you have two pshatim so far. If a person wants to murder A and murders B, according to Chachamim, the murderer gets killed. According to Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, together, we don't kill the murderer, he pays money. And now for the third pshat. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hai Detana de Bechizkia, we're about to learn right now, Mafka mida Rebbe, u Mafka mida Rabbanan. He is different. He's outside. He argues in Rabbanan, who say that we killed the murderer. He argues on Rebbe, who says the murderer has to pay the money. The Tana, the Beich Hizkiah. The pasuk is earlier in Vayikra, in Parsha Emor. Makeh Adam, u Makeh Behema. The Torah juxtaposes them, the Hekish, in one pasuk. And they're absolutes. Now, let me... 180 degrees opposite, but they can be in common. Just like a person who causes nezek to an animal is always chayv to pay, likewise, if a person kills a human being, he's always pater. In other words, they're similar in their extremity, but in different directions. Mama ka behema lochol ka belo filakta ba bein shorim lemezid de mikav lishin mikav. This is Baba Kama Daf Kavav. Because basically, onesh shogeg eino mikaveg in the zikin, adam hamazik is chayav. Ah, makeh adam. Lo tachlok bo, bein shogeg lemezid, bein mikaveg lishein mikaveg, bein derech yidal derech aliyah, nachmina for your mikla, lichayvo mamon, ela lichotro mamon. So once again, what they have in common, Amaka Behema is Adam Hamazik Mama, a person who causes property damage, like animals. Amaka Adam is a person who murdered another person, or killed another person by accident. They have in common, they're extreme and they're absolute. Just like when the person causes property damage. Not his items, but the person himself causes property damage, he is always chayav. We learn above a comment, Dach Chavav. On the flip side, a person called Khalila caused death of somebody else is always pater. And what's the phrase which we would associate with this? Kim lay b'derabamine. They did such a horrible thing, Khalila, therefore it's enough. You either get the onesh, even if you don't get the onesh, you don't pay money. Now, I want us to examine this. My she'ein mitkaveh. What do you mean there's no kavanah here? In lema she'ein mitkaveh plow, a person didn't want to kill at all. Haim Shogeg, where he said that Shogeg, the person is pater. Is there anything superfluous in the Braita? No. We already talked about Shogeg, he didn't want to kill. For example, he wanted to punch somebody to give him to send him to hospital for a week, he wound up sending him to the cemetery. Ela no. Shita she'ein mikaven lazeh. Ela lazeh. It's the previous case. He wants to kill A, but instead he killed B. And what is this? What is the? What does Tana Bechizkiya say? What did they say? V'katani v'chaydo mamon ella lefotro mamon. That he doesn't pay money, he's potter. V'bar kekalu. If it's in a case where we have to kill him, like according to Rabbanan, obviously he won't have to pay the money, because king laid the rabbinate. If we kill a person in Beit Din, obviously he doesn't pay the money. Ella lav, what's the case? Shmamina, lav bar ketalahu, lav bar mamanahu. He doesn't die, he doesn't pay, nothing happens to him. According to Tanoim Pesukim. So let's sum up. There are three shitot in the Tanoim. If A wants to kill, if Plony wants to kill A and kill B, what happens? According to Rabbanan, Plony dies. Mitzvah Beit Din. According to Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon, he pays Mammon. Definitely according to Rebbe. According to Tana Debei Chizkiya, nothing, because it's extreme. Just like we learned from Vayikra. Just if a person causes property damage, he's always chayev to pay. Likewise, if he causes death of a human being, he's always hotter to pay. Okay, this was case number one. Now let's see a case involving the Kama, which apparently distorts this, which apparently goes to clash with this Gemara. Okay, now, we all know that there's a case of Kofar. There's a difference in a short Muad and a short Tam, not only for the Zika, but also for Kofar. If a short Tam killed a human being, we don't pay Kofar. If a short Muad killed a human being, then the owner pays Kofar. And it says, in the case of short Tam, Tani, you up at the top. We're going to run through the beginning, but with the zero in the last 8 lines. So, put your seatbelts, and just realize we're aiming towards him. You don't want to come out of nowhere, so just get into the flow of things. Tani idach, bal hashur naki. If there's a shur tam who caused the death of the being, the owner of that shur is potter. What's trapping? Rabbi Yossi Yuli Omer, naki mitvei ladot. Not only if the shur tam killed a human being, a full-fledged human being, is he potter, but even the shur tam caused a pregnant woman to miscarry, the owner of that shore does not pay the dmei vladot, does not pay how much those embryos were worth. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Gmili. I'm going to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Omer, ki inatsu anashin. The psukim referring to a case of a woman losing the miscarrying never is referring to men fighting. Ki inatsu anashin. Anashin. So why do you, Rabbi Yossi and Lili, say there's a special libud in the Torah that if the shur causes a woman to miscarry, the owner doesn't pay for the dmei vladot? Says Rabbi Akiva, there's no hatam being at the stage in the first place. Because the only place we find a person paying for an embryo is by human beings fighting it out and it getting out of hand, and an innocent pregnant woman loses her babies, loses her embryo. So, wanting a special limud to say you're puzzled from dmei vladot, if an animal did this, it's obviously a puzzled. That is the question of Rabbi Akiva on Rabbi Yosef Gmili. As this Gemara, Shapir come to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a very good point. So we're going to jump down here a lot. So the Amoraim, in a very detailed fashion, I think there's actually like the other 2 weeks you got this in the Kiyas, well, you get it sitting right inside. But the aim of this Gemara is to understand what's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Gmili, what's the hava amina that the owner of a shore should pay for the dmei vladot? So, we're jumping down, Ella Abai Varav. We're like 12 lines for the end of the section here, smack in the middle. Ella Abai Varav. By the way, Ella, whenever somebody wants this Ella, you know what that means? It means a blocked shot. It's a rejection of everything beforehand. Okay, it's a very big story. Whenever the Gemara says Ella, that means that until right now we're in a certain Havana, we're in a certain way of understanding, it's been rejected. Remember that Ella is a blocked shot. Ella, Abai Varava, Dami Shavaya. This is the way I would have understood. Anashim, if men fight it out with each other, Ein Ason B'Isha, Ye Anshu. If the woman doesn't die, and she lost her babies, then the perpetrator pays money. Yesha son bisha, lo yamshu. But if the woman dies, they don't pay the money. Because what did we already learn earlier? Whenever there's death, kim lay v'rabimine. If ever there's a death of a human being involved, there's no financial payment. So, by human beings, if the woman's alive, and she never fostered babies, you gotta pay. If the woman died, you don't pay. V'lo shvarim. But if an animal's involved, if the animal caused the woman to miscarry, de'af agav v'yesh ason ye'arshu. I would have thought that even if the woman dies, you pay. Because seeing that a human didn't cause the death of the woman, only an animal then I would think that the owner of the animal should at least pay for the dmei vado. How much the babies cost? Harakata Rahmana Baal Hashur Naki Depata. Oh, I was like, this is the way that Rabbi Yossi really understands it like this. But once again, if the humans fight it out and they don't kill the woman, but they make her miscarry, they pay dmei vado. But if they cause the woman to die, and obviously she miscarried as well, then they don't pay the dmei vado. Because whenever the death of a human is involved, through a human, there's no payment of money. But if an animal caused the woman to die, they would pay the dmei vado. Kamash l'an, they don't. That's the more sense. Now, and this is for a major point. Let's just see the Rashi on the side. Ela abaye v'rabba d'ami chavai. Rashi, l'hachi itzterev. Even Rabbi Akiva, where only Rabbi Akiva have Amina, Anashim Velosh Bim Hachi Midrash. Anashim, who the Chiyesh Ason Bishar Lo Yanshu with Mevado. If people are finding it out and a woman died, you don't pay. To come lay with the Rabbi Mine. It's too much. Once the human caused the death, then you don't pay money, as we saw earlier. Avoshvarim. Afilu yesh ason yanshu with Mevado, to lay kabachi of Mita. So I think, but if an animal caused the death of the human, they would still pay no dot, Kamash one did not. And now for a major point. Back in the Gemara, Makif Marab Adabar Abba, you Abayinu Abba said that the human paying or not paying is based if the woman died or didn't die. If the woman died, then the perpetrator doesn't pay the money. And if she didn't die, then you do pay the money. Wrong! Do you really think it cares? The Torah says the point is if the woman died or didn't die, it depends if you wanted the woman to die or not. Elam Ravada Baraba Anashim, how do we learn out? Kinev Kavnu Zelazeh, if they aimed for each other and they wanted the other person to die, Afagav Shigesha Sambisha. Yeah, sure. You hear that? If the cult stand tried to kill the stain stand, but instead he killed the waitress, according to this, he pays the dmei vado. Even though she's dead on the floor, he caused the woman to die. But seeing he didn't want her to die, he pays the dmei vado. Whereas, kim kavnu l'isha atzma lo yashu. But of course, if they wanted the woman to die, that she was in a big stained sweatshirt, then they would not pay. The loss for him, that feeling cowardly shots money and shuka, but one of us are not key to the TV. And I was like this. This is what I understand. The mere fact that a human being died here is not a reason to exempt the perpetrator from financial restitution for the embryos for the Dmei Vado. The question is, did he want that woman to die or not? If he was aiming for that woman to die and he succeeded, so Kim labor the Rabbinay, he doesn't pay for her, doesn't pay for the babies. I don't think he killed himself. But if he wanted the man to die, and not the waitress, and an accident happened, so because there's no kavana involved, he pays the money. Let's see about a mashi. Atu ba'ason talyamilta, the kavana talyamilta. Vafilu yesh ason bi'isha ye anshu im nekaven chavero. The guy had murderous intent. He wanted to kill the saints fan, and he was unsuccessful. He really wanted to kill, but instead he killed the wrong person, and he also made her miscarry. He pays for the babies. But wait a second. Haven't we already seen this in Machloket Tanoim, in such a case, do you pay or not pay with Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe, Tanabi Chizkiya? We're about to go on to Sanhedrin. Says Rashi, we have a problem here. Disvirle Rabada, Rabbi Shimon. Rav Ada goes like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Masechet Sanhedrin, Ve'elei Nesrafin, Mikaveh Laharog Etzeh, aiming for A, Laharog Etzeh, and he killed B, Patur Mimita, V'chayav Mamon, A person is part of the mitzvah, but he has to pay for the mammon. And well, what about Tanabe Chizkia, who said that's all extreme, just like you always pay for it, causing property damage. And you never pay when people die? Is this Amora Rav Ada Bar Ava going against Tanabe Chizkia? Yes, he's going against him. The late, late, the Tanabe Chizkia. The Omar Loch Lakta Bodei Mekavim, Lashim Mekavim, Mekavim, Mon Elfa Chom Amon. And so, he's against Tanabe Chizkia. Because according to Tanabe Chizkia, it's more than one star. When human beings die, there's just no payment whatsoever. You wanted it, you didn't want it, you had intention, you had intention. If a human being died, you don't pay. But Rav Ada Bar Ava says you do pay. So what? So he's arguing with him. He goes like Rebbe, like Rabbi Shimon, he argues with Tanabe Chizkia. Okay. So, let's sum up. We saw a triple machloket tonight. If you want to kill A and you kill B, what happens? According to Rabbanan, the bad guy dies. According to Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, he pays money. According to Tanabe Chizkia, he doesn't die, he doesn't pay anything, he walks, and his bank account walks as well. No, nothing happens. Hashem will take care of him. So we have an Amora, an Agumar, Rav Ada Bar Ava, and he brings the last line, says, thank you, Rav Chagai Mitroma, Atal Raita, and Nidibi Yadai, Kanate Rav Ada Bar Ava, who has brought support from the Braita, that a guy caused a woman to die. He wanted to kill the saint's man. The saint's man ducked, and the witches took him. And he killed her, and he caused her miscarriage. And he has to pay restitution for the babies to the husband, of, to the father of those embryos. Wait a second, he caused death. How can he pay? Isn't this against Tanabe Chizkia? According to Rashi, yes. It's against Tanabe Chizkia, so it's another machloket. Okay, so the question is, those are Gemaras. Let's see how the Rambam passed. All right, so far so good. Any questions? Don't be shy. Okay, so let's look at the Rambam. Top Rambam in Hilchot Mitzvah, Perek Daled, Halacha Aleph. So says the Rambam. Hamitkaven laharog etzeh. Person's aiming for A, laharog etzeh, and he killed B. Chatur mitzvaytin. So definitely he's not like Rabbanan. He walks, he doesn't get killed. Uminet hashlumin. And he doesn't pay money. This is also not like Rabbi or Rabbi Shimon, because they would say you have to pay money. Uminet galut. If he ain't heard the clock, he'll tell the ghost of air. If he got Hazorik Evan Latoch Edam Yisrael, person, the 10 Jews, person throws a rock or a grenade. Ragachamim Patur Mitabet, and he had no person in mind specifically. He doesn't get killed. He doesn't pay any money. He just goes free. So this is not like Rabbanan. This is not like Rebbe or Rabbi Shimon, who's left. It's like Tana Bechizkiah. So the Rambam apparently passes black on white that when a person caused human death, lo chilakta, just like by hurting property damage, you're always chayev, but causing humans to die, you're always pater. Okay, now, now, according to Rashi, can the Rambam pass from like Higmar and Bava Kama we just saw? Is he able to do such a thing? If you go like Tanabe Chizkia, that when you cause human death, you're always pater. So if a guy's in a bar, he thinks the Saints fan ducked, he killed the waitress, and she was pregnant and made her lose the embryo, miscarry. So according to Mechizkiya, and the Ram Pass like it, is he going to pay or not pay? He's not going to pay. Right, that's the Chura the Ram should pass it, because according to Rashi, it's either or. You cannot have Tan Mechizkiya and the Gemara Baba Kama or Rav Ada Bar Ava together. They're mutually exclusive. But look what the Ram does. When he'll call Chobol Amas. Perek Dalet Halacha. He hit a woman who was pregnant. She miscarried. Vameta. And she died. Now, he was under the influence. He felt that she was an aggressive waitress and he didn't want to. She said he should have given a bigger tip and it was too compulsory night and he had nothing in his mind. He wanted to give a tip. So she was hovering over him and said, no, 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 no. He pushed her. He wanted her to get out of his face. But he pushed her. She tripped. She banged her head. And she and the babies went away. Hariza patur netzashlumin, the eno mishalim klum. He's patur. Why? Shnemar, the lo yason anosh yanesh. Lo chileka patur ben shogi bunesin, nevashish pomitat beitin, chatrom netzashlumin. Now, once again, was he intending to push her or the saint's man? According to the Rambam, who we just saw. He was wanting to push her. She was in his face. He didn't want to kill her. He said, give me space. She said, no, you didn't give me a tip. He said, give me space. No, you didn't give me a tip. So finally, he pushes her a little bit too hard. She banged her head against the wall. She fell down. She's finished. And the baby, she miscarried as well. So, in such a case, he doesn't get killed because he didn't want to kill her. And he doesn't pay money because kin labor the rabbi minay. If ever there's a case if a person caused death, even though he himself won't die in Beitin, but he could have died in Beitin if he would have been b'mezid, he doesn't pay for the monetary loss. But it says next Rambam, he really wanted to hurt that woman. He didn't want to kill her, but she was the recipient of his wrath. He was aiming for the saint's family. And the fan ducked. Instead, the beer bottle hit her and killed her. Seeing that he killed her without kavana, the Rama makes a distinction between if he wanted to hurt her or not. If he wanted to push her, he didn't want to kill her, and he killed her, he doesn't have to pay. But if he wanted to kill somebody else, and he wound up killing her and making her abort the baby, to miscarry, he does pay. So, we have a very problem. Didn't the Rambam just pass on the top, like Tanna Beis Hizkiya, that whenever there's human death, there's no money? And now he's saying, if you didn't want her to die, if you didn't want to hurt her, but you hurt her, you pay the money for the Mevla Adol. So the Rambam Paskin's like the Gemara's imagine like Tanna Beis Hizkiya, and he still manages the Paskin like the Gemara Bava Kama, like Ravada Barava, like the Breiter, Ravada Barava. Amazing. This is according to Rashi, you can't do that. Neither according to Ravid can he. Let's take a look at the Ravid here, the bottom Ravid. Hasagat Ravid. Med Rav Rimm Shikavel Al Yishav Al Yim Kavel Al Chavera Ravid Yishav Al Chulay. Amar Avraham! Lo Nichavra Hanolta. I understand this. Gavi Shimon Az, it's like Gavi Shimon Amar Nikavel Al Ragin Zev Al Ragin Zev Al Turbi Mita. The Inu Gufay, the Ravid himself, Pasak, Kichizkiya. The Amar. Lo Chilak the Bing Shogi Glamezi, Bing Kavin Nishim Mikavin, the Chayvam Amon, Ella, Fajrom Amon. Up on top, you pass them like Tanna Beis Hizkiya. Whenever there's human death, you don't pay money. You don't pay for the Negev Mei Vado. And here he says, you do pay. How can the Rambam do this? Let's take a look at the straight of the Kasha. Let's take a look at the Griz here. It brings down the Mepharshim. Magid Mishasham, Lishal Dat Rav Zal, the Chayim Mitzot Shogun, Petzulim at the Shlumin, the Sikh of the Head, you know, Narrow, Tanna Beis Hizkiya, Bezach, the Elekshin, Tulu, Peshul, Gil, Mesit, the stomach of Elazar desired the Asik of Perkdal, the hate on Nashim, the Kshnikamas, the Zapi, Shiyesh, it's only Shah, Yan Shou, who could rabbi, the Marvel and Perkin Shah, and Lokatan, the Kshnikia, but Zachelet, the Enatat, to live with Haver. He says he wants to make a chiluk between Gemar Mabakama and Sanhedrin, so Lach Mish says he can't do this. The Reya, Pesak, the Hedrin, it's listed, Pesak, the Rambam, in Perkdal, the Hotel, the Al, we saw on top, Zelashar, the Mikavin, the Ogadzeh, there's no distinction. So once again, the Rambam seems to have explicitly distorted what he's saying, contradicted himself, because no one in. Bottom line, if there is human death, does one pay for Tamei Vadov or any financial restitution or not? If you look at Tanna Beis Hizkiya, no. It's just like, it's absolute. Just like when you cause property damage, you always pay. When a person causes Chalila, human death, you never pay. And I'm passing away. And yet, he goes like the Imam of a Kama, that if a person aims for A but killed B and caused B to miscarry, you pay for the money. But Tanna Beis Hizkiya says you don't. So what's going on here? So the Ravid is very upset with this. So is Lach Mishnah. We have a very, very big problem. Okay. So the Griz says like this. First of all, who is the Griz? What does the Griz stand for? Hagon. Hagon Yitzchak Zev. His father was Rav Chaim. His grandfather was Basically, very good. His brother was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Whose nephew was? Okay, very good. We're holding. Very good. So this is Saman. Very good. He got it very well. The Beit HaLevi. Rav Yosef HaLevi Soloveitchik was the co-Rosh Yeshiva in Balazhin. within the Tziv, the Tziv was on top, and he later became the Rav Slutskin of Brisk. Among his children there was Rav Chaim, who was the Rav, who was Rebbe in Belazhin, and was Dindik Tzitzin in Brisk, the famous Rav Chaim Brisker. His oldest son was Moshe Soloveitchik, younger son was Rav Elba. Rav Yitzchak Zev Yalev Soloveitchik, he escaped through the Shoah, lost a few children. He got to Yerushalayim, the famous Brisks in Yerushalayim were from him. His oldest son was Averil, Rav Yosef Dov Yalev Soloveitchik, first cousin of the Rav from YU, Boston YU. And the Grizz's children, amongst the lives, Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Azakola, and Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik. His grandson, Rav Ram Yoshua, that's the son of Beryl's son, he has the largest Brisker Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. That's his grandson. So the Grizz says the following thing. That, the two concepts here, which we're talking about. There is Kimle, the Rav Mine, and there is Ein Damin Mule. Let's think about it. Another case. Let's say this gentleman is walking down the street. He's wearing a $500 suit from Italy. And the person goes up, shoots him in the heart. Now, before the bullet hit him in the heart, it also ruins his beautiful suit, clotted with a lot of money. So there are two questions here. He killed a human being, and he caused property damage. So you have to think, does a human being... Can a person pay for the value of a human being? And secondly, that's one question. And the second question is, the property which was damaged in the act of murder, the mamon acher, which is similar to the mevado, should he pay for the property as well? He says these are two separate outlooks, these are two separate questions, and separate rules govern these items. Once again, this is actually killing a human being. Let's say a person wasn't wearing any clothes, he killed the swimming pool. So long as there's no property damage. That's one question. Does a person pay for the death of a human being? And the second question is, besides that, if a person kills a person, if a person killed somebody else, and he shot his glasses, which are worth a lot of money, he shot his Italian suit, he ruined it, do you pay for the property which was destroyed at the same time? he wants to say, the two Gemaras here in Bava Kamma and in Sanhedrin are approaching separate issues. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about, is there mamon mule? The person wants to kill A, wound up killing B. He didn't want to kill B, he wanted to kill number A. So according to Rabbanu, we kill the murderer, fine. But according to Rabbi Shimon and Tanya Chizkiya, you didn't want to kill B, but you did. And we're not going to kill you. Do you have to pay for his monetary value? According to Rabbi Shimon, yes. Quite time with this key, no. That's one outlook. The Gemara Bava Kamma is approaching a totally separate issue. The Dmei Badot are looked upon as property. They're not born yet, they're embryos, they're looked upon as property. When a person killed the mother, the waitress, he also caused monetary damage. There's a person, while killing, and there was also attached to that property damage, not the value of the human being, but financial damage loss as well, do you pay or not? All right, that's Dr. Dhamma. Let's see how the Grizz explains this. So let's look inside there, the Grizz, the left side. Okay. Where it says, Bashir Nira, we're 12 lines up from the top. In the left side, you have about 12, 15 lines. After the period, Bashir Nira. Bashir Nira, Mukwaf, Mubuar, Bashir Tata Ramah, Muzan. The spirit leg, the Ha'at, the Aminim, the Sahedrin, וגם באינו מתכוון פטור מדמי הנערן משום הפלטן דבי חזקיה שאת לא חילקת אין זה כלל דין משום כימלי ברמיני כימלי means let him stand בדרב המיני in the greater thing, which means a person caused death and it caused financial damage, and we say worry about the death, don't worry about the financial damage. That's not the case in Sanhedrin. Kiim, do we din b'fnei atzmo? It's a separate halacha. Tal harigat adam leka chiyuv mamon. That when a person caused another person to die, there's no financial penalty. V'zeo gam ikum melto the chizkiyah. That's what the chizkiyah is saying. The lo tachlok bo bein mekavein l'shein mekavein l'chayv mamon el l'chotcho mamon. It's an olacha. So what's he saying like this? No matter what, if a person caused another person to die, according to Tanya Chizkiya, never pay money for the death of that person, which means you like that person, you like that person, you wanted somebody else to die, you didn't want somebody else to die, you wanted him to die, you didn't want him to die, you never pay money for that person's death as giving a price tag on a person. Mikavi, Moshe, Eno Mikavi, it doesn't make a difference. What's the difference Shogi and Eno Mikavi? Shogi means you want to hurt this person, you don't want this person to die. Eno Mikavi means you don't want to hurt this person at all, you want to hurt somebody else. It's irrelevant. You're causing the death of a human being. Ein damim lemeit, according to Tanu Bechizkia. According to Rebbe, yeah, you pay for that person. You want to die, so we look at it as a financial issue. So pay how much a person's worth in the slave market. But according to Tanu Bechizkia, no. You cause a person to die, for killing that person, there is no price tag on a person. You really didn't want it to happen. We know you didn't want it to happen. It doesn't make a difference. There's no price tags on people. Okay, now let's jump down. One second. But the shenit, one second. But this one's okay. Okay. I'll be coming. Coming. Ve'nerag miad mishtar mishmachtos shemelkeda makabei ma. The law tachlok ve'bein ulam paturin teshlumen. But ofer. Now here's a major point. To the half the chizki nemush neidinim nefalim. When chizki says law tachlok ve'bein meitid l'shogeg ve'bein mitkavein l'shem mitkavein, the two things. Chada. The law tachlok ve'bein shogeg amazing. Who zed din ha'mor b'din mekim le'rabinei. The gam b'shogeg chashiv kim le b'derabinei. The shenit. The law tachlok bo bein mekavin l'shem mekavin l'nim d'mei ha'nera. You got the ein mekavin, the lake of tzur, the kimle ramen, the gavka, the lake of tzur, the shlumen, the nera. Okay, so once again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying there's no price tag for causing a human being to die. It doesn't matter, even if you want to hurt this person at all, you don't pay any money. But, there's a separate line. Hello, kimle ramen means money which was lost or damaged at the same time of the death. For example, the guy's suit. For example, the guy's glasses. For example, the woman's embryos. Now, there, the Torah says, if you shogeg, get off the hook. But, if you're eno mekavein, you have to pay. Because once again, shogeg is worse than eno mekavein. Shogeg means you want to hurt this person. You want to push the person away. You want to get him out of your face. You won't even mind sending him to the hospital for a week. Or home for 2 weeks. But you don't want to kill that person. That's shogeg. Eino mekavein means you don't want to hurt this person at all. The minachim here. If a person aims for somebody else and winds up killing this woman for what she's worth, of course he doesn't pay. Aim damim lemeit. But for the worth of the embryos, that's like mamona fair. If you're not shogeg, you're merely eino mekavein. You do pay. Because kim labor the rabaminei, which is referring to attached to monetary damages, not to the human life, but rather additional monetary damages, when you get off the hook, if you're shogeg. But if you're eno mitkavein, you have to pay. So that's the Gemara Bava Kama. What's the Gemara Bava Kama saying? We're talking about the embryos. We're not talking about the life of the woman who got killed in the bar. We're talking about the baby she miscarried, which are, for our purposes, looked upon as a financial union. So what's it going to say? Ela maravada barava. It's not telling what? Atu ba'asim talyan milta. If she dies, that's going to get off the hook. No. If she dies, but was eno mitkavein, you have to pay. Right? Ela maravada barava. Anashim ki nikav luzel azet. Afakev shish yisod visha. Yeah, sure. If Plony tried to kill A and wound up killing the waitress instead, he's eno mekavein. So for what she's worth, of course he doesn't pay. But for the financial loss, he does pay. Mekavein lisha atzma lo yanshu. But if they aimed to kill her or to hurt her even, which is shogeg, one will not pay for the additional financial obligations. So let's say it's that side. So once again, the two concepts here, the Gemaras are approaching two separate things. One is, inherent human life does have a price tag or not? That's question number A. And question number two is, if a person caused the death of a human being for the resulting financial losses of the clothes, of the embryos, of the glasses, do you pay or not? So, the first question is, yesh damin lemeit, or ein damin lemeit? It's machlokes tanaim. According to Rebbe, yeah, if you're not going to die, and you don't want this person to die, and Beit Din doesn't do anything to you, like Rabbi Shimon, you have to pay the money, says Rabbi. There is damim lemet. According to Tanya Chizkia, no. Ain't damim lemet. Even if you had no, you not only did you not want to push her, you were aiming for somebody else completely, you didn't want her to die or get hurt at all, ain't damim lemet, there's no price tag. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Rabbi Pasen Zayko, of Tanya Chizkia. But there's a second issue, which is one of the comment addresses. What's that issue? For the financial losses of the suit, of the glasses, of the shoes, of the embryos, does Kimlei the Deravimine exempt the perpetrator or not? And we say the following thing. If you're shogeg, you are exempt from paying, because you're in the ballpark of having to die. Because from shogeg to mazid is not a very far step. But if it's anal mikave, you make no harm whatsoever the person who got killed. You won't pay that person's life. You will pay for the glasses, for the shirt, for the suit, and even for the embryos. Now let's take a look at the Rambam inside and see how the Rambam, if this works out in the Rambam. Top Rambam. Hamikave laharagetzeh. A person aims for A, laharagetzeh killed B. Patur mitat beitin, umin atashlumin. What's the tashlumin? For the monetary value of that human being. Uminagalur. The fee. Okay? So what's this more going like? This is Tanan de Bechizkia. That ain damim lameh. Lochlat de bobe mezid the shogig. Be mitkavein le she'enu mitkavein. Even if he had no ratzon whatsoever to cause any amount of harm to this human being, ain damim lameh. But, now let's look at the bottom ramba. Hanogeket ha'isha. V'yetsu yeladeh v'meita. Now we're talking here about, it doesn't say she died. Yetsu yeladeh. We're talking about additional financial inyanim here. Afa pishaya shogei harizeh patur m'tashlum menim shalim klum. Because if there's an ason, if he wanted her, to, things to happen to her, he's no gefti shah. He aimed to hurt her. He just, he went too far. He's begetter shogei. It's not enu mekavein. He's shogei, which means he hurt the person, just went too far. Here, Kim labored the rabbi day. He hasn't paid for the attending monetary losses. But the next halacha, the medvah memorim that you don't pay for the mamon hanosaf, the additional money, vishne kavein leisha, ava in the kavein lechaveiro, when it got paid isha, totally by accident, afi shemeta, hold the himita below kavana. It doesn't say he pays for her. What does Rambam say? Harizek davar she'ein bo mitzat beit din u'mishalem dmei vado. Once again, he doesn't pay for what she's worth. What does he pay for? For the financial attending financial yanim, such as dmei vado or the suit she's wearing. Oh, so that's the way the Rambam understands it. That, and by the way, this really is a Tosfot in Bava Kama and in Subas. Tosfot says, let's take a look at the bottom right. They shogi lemezid. The shlosha miyani mamon ivi tanu bechizkia. Tanu bechizkia is talking about three separate classifications. The main shogi lemezid, myri the mamon acher behami mita. In other words, the suit the victim was wearing, the glasses the victim was wearing, and she was pregnant. The nafgalani na. Dechai bemitzot shogin b'tur min tashlumin. Mishum de lo chilato dechad de right. That's the gemara in Bava Kama. But but aval, two lines beneath that. That's not referring to additional money with the death of the person. For example, the suit that the victim was wearing, or if she was carrying embryos. Was mikavein l'shein mikavein mean? That wherever the financial worth of the victim was, you don't pay. The mafuki in the Rebbe, as opposed to Rebbe says, you do pay, according to Tanu Bechizkia, Kamash Lan, you don't pay. So, we thought that the Gemara Bava Kama, which says, if the woman dies, you pay the Dmei Vadot, is contradicting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which according to Tanu Bechizkia says, that you never pay when a person died. And Rashi learns, indeed, there is a steer between two Gemaras, and Rashi says, you can't have both, one and not the other. The Rambam is like both. Rambam says, we're talking about different things. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the worth of the human being who died. We paskin like Tanami Chizkiyah against Rebbe. You never paid for the death of a human being. Never, ever, ever. You meant it, you didn't mean it, it was an accident, it was nothing. You never pay. That's the top line. Whereas the Gemara Bava Kama is not talking about the value of the woman who died. You never paid for that. Even if you didn't want it to happen. There it's referring to what? To her financial, to the other finances which were additional there, the mamon acher, namely the embryos, similar to the suit which the victim was wearing. And here is in shogeg and in a mikani. If you're shogeg, which means you want, you're up to no good, you want to cause some damages that went too far, you don't pay for the mamon acher, you're off the hook. But if you're anal mikani, which means you had no harm for this person at all intended, then you do pay for the additional money. So going back to the original question, they kill lots of us and they destroy a lot of our property. So there's no such halacha of kinnei ramine to get non-Jews off the hook. But so even though lechora for the Jewish property value damage, they stole our homes, they stole our clothes, they stole our everything, for financial damages, it appears that they'd have to pay. Because kinnei ramine only exempts Jews, doesn't exempt non-Jews. But for killing human beings, the Torah is very clear. We go to Tanya Fiskia. Ain lamir lamir. We don't put a price tag on people. Even if it was done ain amikavi and shogi, and certainly be mazed, ain lamir lamir. The Zarashin Barak, we should realize that as it actually Rob Willing put things on the table, we talk about domestic violence, that another thing which teenagers, even people above teenagers, all right, have a problem with is like driving very quickly. I'm not putting, we have to watch ourselves, that especially males, that halakha l'maaseh, that we should really, really be working ourselves, that we get behind the car and then we realize that yesh din v'yesh dayan, and that we have to really be careful to not go the fast way and really shmiras nafesh, that we should really, really take care of ourselves and other people, and that's what Keshbuk was having. We have exercise, we have to take care and watch these things, and go on Torah. All the best. Go.